welcome to the Noisecast, a weekly podcast about technology, technology news, internet stuff, anything that pertains to electronics, more or less. We are based on thenoisecast.com. We also have a Twitter account, twitter.com/noisecast, and also facebook.com/noisecast. If you're on Google Plus, you can find us there as well. Just search for us, and we'll be there. Tonight, we've got a lot to talk about, especially with the recent legislation and all of that fun that's been going on. Before I do that, introduce the dick butts that are with me tonight. First, we have Ben.
Hello.
How insightful. And we have Vito.
Duck bits.
Duck bits. Yes, indeed. And last, we have Ray.
Can I be king of the dick butts?
Sure. I will get your crown in the mail ASAP.
Sweet, sweet.
Alright. Like I said, we have a lot to talk about. I guess before I go too far, I'd like to mention that we now have a forum on our site. thenoisecast.com/castoff. Basically just general forum. There's all sorts of fun stuff to talk about. We just implemented it. Let us know what you think. I happen to like it. Everyone seems to like it. But if you've got any complaints, leave them. And we'll get back to you on them.
Or Ben will just change your post.
Actually, I changed Ben's post, and I don't know if he realized it.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. I just thought it was funny. Because I make myself laugh.
At least you make someone laugh.
Yeah, I know. All right, let's start off with the PlayStation Vita.
Snore.
Yeah, well, I want to give time for Vito in his oncoming rant at the end of this, so.
Well, for Vito to rant about it, it would mean anyone would have to give a shit about the PlayStation Vita.
Not this. The other thing.
No. I see what there's, you mean. There's something special coming up at the end of the normal news.
Okay, see, which proves exactly what I meant. Nobody cares about the PlayStation Vita.
Yeah, okay. It's out there. It's a slightly improved. It's what the PSP should have been when it came out.
What they the missed hell? The boat.
Yeah, they did.
I don't care anymore.
No, see, what the PSP should have been when it came out was intriguing. What the PSP Vita is not intriguing.
Oh, yeah. Internet high five.
Sick burn? You don't even think that it's kind of somewhat halfway cool that it's getting a data plan? I mean, yes,
nope.
It's getting a data plan on fucking AT&T, which is easily the worst of the cell phone companies.
Because that's the last
thing. I don't know about
right
the
now.
Worst,
another
but out of the big two
plan.
Is.
Well, who's
great,
worse
another
than AT&T?
Monthly fee.
It depends where you are. Because where I am, AT&T is about half and half with Verizon for number one. And then Sprint's an absolute joke, and T-Mobile is in the city, but
is non-existent.
Well, see, this is a 3G thing. So their 3G is nice in cities and in areas surrounding cities, but if you live in a really rural area, you're not going to get that 3G service.
Dude, like two blocks away is I'm surrounded by fields. I'm okay. Not exactly in the city where I am right now, and I have great service, and there's great service all around
here.
You're
one of the lucky few. AT&T, and even when AT&T,
I drove across the damn country and checked AT&T. Whatever.
Well, I'll say this much as an AT&T user. Their 3G works well enough for me. Like, it works most of the time. But I would never want to play live games on it. Ever. Like, I've tried it on Game Center with my iPhone. Fucking drop out half the time.
Yeah.
So I'd rather use Wi-Fi.
Or streaming Netflix.
No, Netflix usually works. Sometimes the quality degrades a bit. But it works, pretty much. But, like, doing gaming, fuck no.
Well, 3G's being phased out anyway, which is confusing for putting 3G on a portable handset.
And what are you going to use 3G for anyways, besides gaming? Like, Netflix, I guess?
Downloading downloading games? I mean, they could have just done a WhisperNet thing.
Because if you have that, you probably already have a smartphone, which will browse the web a lot better than that fucking thing will.
Yeah. Well, the browser on the old PSP was horrid.
Yeah, it was.
It was worse than
scan nightmare.
I actually never used the PSP browser. I didn't realize there was
so
a browser.
Bad.
Yeah. Well, it's because they hide it.
They're ashamed of it.
I actually used to bring it to airports because it was better than checking like Facebook or whatever on my phone. But that's when I had like a. It was a 3-generation hand down from a buddy of a buddy who, when my phone broke, I just needed a phone. I think it was. And it was still almost not good enough. Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, see, that thing, that was back when you really had no other options. And, you know, a few years. If the PSP web browser was shit a few years ago, when all mobile browsers were pretty shit, now it's going to be mega shit.
Well, not every mobile browser is shit, though. Dolphin's pretty awesome. Mobile Safari, I haven't used that in a couple of years, but
no,
it
what
was
I'm
passable.
Saying is nowadays, mobile browsers are a lot better.
Oh, yeah.
I like mobile browsers.
Yeah. I mean, I honestly think
in
that
2006,
yeah.
when the PSP first came out, mobile browsers were a fucking joke. Like WAP
everything browsers? Was WAP. Yeah.
Oh my god.
WAP everywhere. But anyway, look, just to get to the meat of the story, apparently AT&T is offering a $15 plan that's 250 megabytes. So you're paying
wow,
out the ass.
You all of 10 minutes.
yeah, and then a $30 3-gigabyte plan, which I don't know why they're not offering that for smartphones.
I thought they do.
Well, no, it's a $25 2-gigabyte plan.
Yeah, there's a $20 2-gig plan, a $30 3-gig plan, and then the $15 250 meg plan. I would see the $250 meg plan as something for somebody that's not going to stream movies, not, you know, extremely forever alone, so nobody to play with. You know, maybe download game updates.
That seems incredibly
like that.
Pointless. On
yeah, but where device. Are you going to be that you absolutely have to get that game update on your yeah. cell network where you can't just do it on Wi-Fi?
On a phone, I kind of get it because you can do, like, you can get email or whatever, like, very things that only use a little bit of data on a phone.
Wait,
so
is
you
this?
You might want to have some kind of data plan. But on a gaming system, what the fuck are you ever going to only use 250 a month?
I just want to make sure the Vita's not based on Android, is it? I haven't seen anything,
I cannot answer that question.
Yeah, I mean that's how little we care about this thing.
I mean, I remember something about a PSP handheld with Android, but I think that was just like a Sony Ericsson phone. But I don't know. I guess I can look.
Well,
it up
no, right. yeah, there's been PSP or gaming phones from Android, but
which also didn't fucking do jack shit business.
Apparently Android gaming is coming to Vita. It might be. From the looks of it, there's a developer kit for PlayStation Vita and Android devices for Sony. They have their own SDK for it, so. I don't know. Maybe it's a very customized version of Android, similar to what Amazon did. Which, that means the browser might not completely suck.
But it doesn't have a keyboard or anything. Well, I guess it's got a touchscreen, but whatever.
No, you do the old thing like you used to with your like the N64. You use the D-pad to select individual letters and then hit A.
Oh god. on somewhat on that subject, I recently used a friend's internet TV, which is the first time I'd ever used an internet TV.
Oh my gosh.
We were watching YouTube videos on his TV. Fucking typing in the search boxes was terrible. Absolutely fucking terrible.
You know what's really bad? When you can't find your Xbox remote and your Xbox controller and you have to use the little remote that came with it a couple of years ago, like this little tiny one, to enter in your searches on Netflix.
Oh, that. I did that also, and that was terrible. Watching YouTube on my Xbox. Oh,
yeah.
That was even worse because at least the real controller, you could do like T9 with the numbers.
Yeah.
Not this one. Oh my god.
Well, with my I have the messaging kit, so I actually went and found that. So it was worth the time. Anyway, let's move away from the PlayStation. We spent way too much time on that crap.
Nobody gives a shit to talk about it.
Let's talk about how much no one cares.
Well, we like we're going on loops that keep like touching the PlayStation thing, and then so it seems like it's okay, but no one really cares about the Vita. Moving on. Here we go. San Francisco College tries to estimate damage from 12 years of uninterrupted virus infection. Apparently the
computer virus.
This is a tech blog, man. Oh, we're not to WTF news yet. Anyway, apparently the infection started in 1999 and may have affected up to 100,000 students and staff.
Still sounds like we're talking about
herpes. They just now figured it out?
Yeah, they're just now finding this. And they found it because one of their security cameras got flagged for maintenance. And that's how they found it. Yeah, if it,
they
it hadn't
have,
been...
Do they have, like, an ID department that has a virus scan?
Yeah, that just seems so... It almost seems like they were doing it on purpose at that point.
Well, apparently...
How can it go under the radar for that long?
They had been programmed to be completely dormant during the day, and they didn't activate until at night when everybody was A, most active, and B, not, you know, scanning and digging through the network looking for stuff. Nobody's working at night. Everybody's fucking around on the internet. So that's what they're thinking is how it managed to stay for so long and propagate over pretty much the entire campus.
This is inexcusable.
it really is.
But, okay, the thing is,
12 years?
At some point, the person, hopefully, who originally set up the system and was running it at that time, hopefully left or got fired. So I feel bad for the guy who's having to clean up that mess right now. Unless that guy's still working there and he's cleaning up his own mess. But this is... It just needs to be an absolute, like, you know, clean cut, start everything over, sorry you won't have internet over spring break. That's what they need to do.
They installed a firewall that blocked access to porn sites, and then faculty members complained that students needed access to porn sites for research.
Oh, no, it's like when I was deployed. You're only allowed, you know, access to certain sites. Like, we weren't allowed to get on YouTube or Facebook. And then an Intel guy comes in and says, we need Facebook for Intel purposes. I was like, are you friends with terrorists? Because you're not going to get much info otherwise.
Maybe he is. You don't know. Don't judge.
If he is, there's bigger problems, I guess. Anyway, so have a virus scanner on your computer. Check occasionally for odd things happening. Make sure,
especially if you're a fucking college.
Yeah, what college is this? It just says
the City College.
City College.
The
fucking community.
Oh no. Okay, never mind. It's a community college.
No, it's a city college.
That's a community.
Get it right.
I'm pretty sure you could look up the definition of city.
I'm fairly sure the reason they called it City College is because none of those fucks know how to spell community.
Yeah.
And their internet was too bogged down with keyloggers and viruses to look it up.
Anyway. Golly. So if you got a degree from this place, I'm sorry for multiple reasons. Hopefully you didn't get an IT degree. Because that has instantly become toilet paper.
Really
bad. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got an information assurance degree from that place, sir. You're handing me a copy of toilet paper. Please leave. Job interview is not going as you expected. Anyway, so
you know,
there you go.
Maybe you should introduce Chloe since she seems to be talking as much as any one of us.
Yeah, she's in the other room, and the door is shut.
Much more poignant than ours.
Yeah.
She really has a great way with words.
All right.
Can't get more straight to the point than that.
Yeah, good point.
Chloe, what do you think of this keylogger? Ah! Oh, interesting.
Yeah. You might get a giggle. Let's see. Wow, we're really... All right, I guess I'll hit up the last non... internet-based one, and then we'll go to the Vito rants. Yeah, exactly.
A more angry version of Chloe is really what it is.
All right, the Russian Space Agency is apparently and talks with European and U.S. Partners to create a space station on or around the moon. They either want to, you know, set up a series of missions to put an orbiting space station around the moon, or they want to put a research center on the moon itself. I know Vito had a little space boner for this. Pretty excited.
I don't even get as excited about space exploration and such as you do, but I still, that's pretty cool.
Well, I mean, I grew up in probably about 3 miles from Johnson Space Center. So half the people where I live, you know, half the people worked for NASA or a contractor, and then half the people worked for petroleum companies. It was just kind of the way it was. So we knew about all the missions, what was going up on the shuttle, what the big purpose of that launch was, like what they were bringing up. It was just something that everybody followed. So something like this would be absolutely awesome. Manned spaceflight would really help the area right now too, because obviously once they shut that down, everything, real estate went to crap. There's not a lot of jobs down there, because you cut 1,000 of those government jobs, you're cutting, what, 2,000 contracting jobs? That seem right, Vito?
Yeah.
Yeah. Easily. So it's, I mean, and most of the work is done by contractors, so. But on top of that, it'd be really cool to start with a station on the moon, and then they could practice for the space elevator that everybody wants. You know, everyone talks about a space elevator. It comes up every 5 years that we should just build a space elevator, because it's as easy as saying we're going to do it. I just think it'd be awesome to practice something like that on the moon, where you're obviously dealing with less gravity and less airplanes and satellites and whatnot.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, it'd be cool. It'd be like, especially if they like set one up that kind of like orbits around.
Yeah.
So they could get that. You could, it would be make it easier to explore stuff on the moon, which could always be cool.
Well, that's the thing. The space station, or the orbital station, would be a good first step, because you gather everything there. You know, every launch you send more stuff there, and then you send the landing module down to the moon, land it all once you have everything, because you can't make it all in one trip. Or if you do, it's going to be severely like lacking in resources. It's going to be Spartan. And you're not going to have a whole lot of stuff. And it's pretty much going to be like a go-down setup and leave, because you're not going to have enough food once you bring the buildings and the solar panels and the batteries and lights and all the other crap that goes with, you know, setting something up. Or you could do what the Rocket City Redneck show did, and you could... I don't know if anyone's seen that show. It's ridiculous. It's a bunch of guys that work for NASA or contractors in Huntsville. They have a show on, I think, at the Science Channel, something like that. And
I'm gonna have to watch that. Sounds pretty fantastic.
I mean, they're engineers. They're really smart, but they do things the redneck way. Like they built a rocket that was fueled entirely with moonshine, and it worked.
What?
And it flew like accurately. They built a satellite dish out of a divot in the ground that collected signals from the sun, like the RF signals from the sun. they built a submarine out of those big fertilizer boxes.
This is an actual television show?
Yes. It's awesome.
Oh, I know what I'm watching when I get done from here.
Yeah. Anyway, one of the things they did was they built a... Their quote unquote mission was to build a lunar lander, or a lunar environment, and so they all packed into this ghetto RV with all the stuff that they would think they'd need to. Then they drove like 2 hours down the road to this place, and they're like, "Oh, well, we've landed on the moon!" And they walk out of the RVs with their little hoopty suits on that look like 4-year-olds' costumes. What they did was they took a crater in the ground, and they used the dome shape of the crater that was already there. That's how they basically used the spray insulation, that expand-a-foam crap,
yeah,
between a couple layers of They put like a layer of foil or something down, then sprayed expandafoam, and then put another layer of foil and then expandafoam, made this dome shape, and then they flipped that upside down, and then they explained how in real life you would seal it with everything else, and very arbitrary, but there you go. I just thought that was hilarious. And that was way too long for a sidetrack.
Oh, no, that show sounds absolutely fantastic.
Oh, the show was awesome. I recommend everyone watch it. And I think they got renewed for a second season. So, oh, they also did a UAV. They built their own UAV with multiple cameras, which was pretty cool. And then they shoot stuff and drink. They drink a lot on that show.
Well, I think that's a requirement.
Well, it's funny. Like, they're sitting there right before they launch the moonshine rocket. They all take a swig of moonshine.
Yeah.
And three of them can't stomach it. They just kind of disappear. So, there you go.
That's tough. That takes drinking to a whole new level.
Yeah. It's really not fun. I don't think moonshine's any fun for anyone.
It's a rough ride.
Everything else we have on the main section of the news tonight is more or less going to be grouped into internet. We've got the mega upload issue, obviously the SOPA blackout that happened, SOPA PIPA blackout that happened. Let's go ahead and start with that one. Obviously on the 18th, was it Tuesday, I believe?
Yeah.
Reddit proposed that they were going to have a blackout. I don't know if you noticed our site, we had a little mini blackout. You came to the site, you saw, you know, a flash page about it. Many other sites at Google did a special logo for it. Imgur went down. Who else went down? I know Facebook and Twitter didn't. Some other big site went down too. What?
Wikipedia.
No, Wikipedia.
Yeah, Wikipedia, that's what it was. Speak up, Ben. So as a result of this, and obviously some of the politicians realized that that's their votes, you know, because the whole point was to put a page up instead of your website that said, hey, contact your senator and congressman and tell them that you are against this. And, you know, obviously tons of people did that. Google got 7 million signatures on their own digital
petition.
Yeah, thank you. How many of the supporters dropped out? 6 co-founders, I think, switched sides from one to the other. A whole lot more of elected officials decided that they were now not going to vote for SOPA or PIPA because of the backlash they'd received. So we did good. We got all that. But then crazy Mr. Dodd, Chris Dodd, the CEO of the Motion Picture Asshole Association, was on a... Am I wrong?
No, that's totally true.
Thanks.
Better than the original.
What? Yeah. So, he, right before the blackout, he threw out this ridiculous statement that technology business interests are resorting to stunts. So basically saying that these blackouts were stunts that were going to punish their users or turn them into corporate pawns.
Which I find absolutely hilarious, since the users are the ones that kind of pushed them into going into the blackout.
Well, that and the fact that with the, you know, they wouldn't have users, most likely, you know, that's the whole thing. They would not have users if the internet was, you know, completely jackwagoned. So, exactly. He says something about being corporate pawns, you know, whatever. And then, what was this, 2 days ago, 3 days ago? He was talking to Fox News, and then he said that those of you who count on, this is a quote, those of you who count on, quote, Hollywood for support need to understand that this industry is watching very carefully who's going to stand up for them when their job is at stake. Don't ask me to write a check for you when you think your job is at risk, and then don't pay attention to me when my job is at stake. So basically saying that unless you do what we say, then we're not going to send you money anymore. Which is the definition of a corporate pawn, I believe.
No. You see, a corporate pawn is only when it works against him.
Oh, no. Corporate pawn, it's a corporation versus a bullshit organization like MTAA. But
when he does it, it's okay. When we do it, it's not.
Oh, my bad. Anyway, so this guy, and the stock photo on this, by the way, is absolutely awesome. I'm going to go ahead and post this article in the chat.
I just find it completely mind-blowing that he basically admitted to bribery and corruption.
Well, it's not that, though. It's lobbying. I mean, everyone knows it's lobbying. And tomato, they don't...
Tomato.
But, yes, yeah, the way he states it...
Lobbying if you want. It's yeah, but
the way he bribery. States it, it's no longer, I'm going to, you know, I support you. It's, hey, if you don't do what I want, I'm not going to pay you... I'm not going to put money in your campaign coffers. I'd love to see someone run on the fact that, hey, Chris Dodd does not pay me. The MPAA will not buy me off. You know? Of course, you know, a couple people are going to do that. I know that recently there's been a surge of non-professional politicians running for offices, which is awesome. I'm not saying vote for them automatically. I'm just saying check them out. Make sure you're educated when it's time to vote again. It's going to be important this time around. Anyway, so this guy basically goes on a rant that says, hey, we need to... You know, we pay you guys a lot of money, and you're not doing what we want. So next time you need help for your campaigns, we're not going to, you know, throw cash away.
And that's what I was talking about. That's why I called it bribery.
Because that's what it is.
Especially when he says it like that.
Yeah.
I mean, it takes it so far away from, quote unquote, lobbying and blatantly says, yes, I'm buying politicians. I am buying the laws that I want.
Yeah. No, if you say, if you don't vote for this, I will not donate to your campaign fund. That is bribery. I'm pretty sure. I don't know. Is Upper Boob here? Pretty sure she'd be yelling at me right now. Somebody's got to know that.
That's a good question. Why is she here?
Is that we all kind of know it happens, but we expect to be lied to and to be kind of outright said, like, yeah, this is what we're doing. You're kind of like, whoa, what? Holy shit.
Right.
Well, and the biggest problem I'm seeing is that, I mean, I've seen this argument many places. The idea of what the MPAA and the RIAA stand for is disappearing, and they're very upset, and they're very rich, so they're throwing a lot of money, and they're going to end up disappearing anyway. That's going to happen, but before they go, they're going to throw a whole lot of legislature in place that screws everyone. And that's what's really bothering me.
If we can't have it, nobody can.
Well, no, I mean, whatever. There's going to be ways around it, and it's going to, I don't know. It's not going to be like an instant, you know, internet dark age. It's going to be, it's a long battle, and there's more things popping up right now, which I don't think we actually have in the topics. There's more things popping up, like the Child Protection Act.
The Protect Children from Online Pornographers or whatever it was.
Which is the straw mat always comes up every single time. We gotta think of the children.
Well, and what they're saying now is that it's possible, because it's for the children, that no one's going to oppose it, even if they copy and paste everything that's on SOPA into the end of this bill.
Right.
Which is the other bullcrap thing. There needs to be, like, you know, if the scope, there needs to be categories of legislature. This is for internet privacy. This is for corporate, you know, transactions. I mean, there needs to be set categories, and the bill can only cover one of those categories. It can't cover multiple ones, and then...
Yeah, well, because it comes into the bullshit thing where it's like, oh, this doesn't pass, but if we tag it on to this and people are all for this, we can sneak it in and it will totally work.
Did any of you guys read Maddox's take on the whole SOPA issue?
I haven't read Maddox in years because he hasn't updated since...
You know, me neither, but actually this was like the first time I've actually found him to be relevant since like I was in high school. Basically, he said he hoped that SOPA passed, and not just being the usual... like asshole that he always has been, but basically because, and what he's saying is we're kind of already seeing it just a few days after the fact, is that even if SOPA fails, PIPA fails, it's not going to end anything. There's just going to be another bill exactly the same next year, the year after, et cetera,
with a different name.
With a different name, exact same thing. And these blackouts, like we did with SOPA, is only really going to work the first time. After that, the effectiveness is going to really wear off, and eventually something is going to pass. So basically what he said is he hoped it passed just to kind of wake everyone up so we would take real action and vote these chuckleheads, which somebody used, I really like that word.
That's an awesome word.
Office and really make some real change instead of, you know, all this kind of slacktivism that we have on the internet right now.
Yeah.
Everyone should go read it, maddox.xmission.com.
I'm really interested to see if people will pay as much attention to what's going on come voting time. Because the blackouts caused everybody to pay attention for a short period of time. Like, oh, holy fuck beans, I don't have my internet for today. I'd better go bitch about whatever this link is that they put up. But what happens when it comes time to vote and all of those same people are just
too busy?
We'll just vote him back in. Even though the fucking incumbent was the one that indirectly caused the blackout that pissed you off so completely to begin with.
If Lamar Smith gets reelected, I'm going to leave this fucking country.
Not I'm going to hold you to that.
No, the problem is I'm pretty sure his district is like, there's not even internet there. I think he's from bumfuck Texas.
As a Californian, I regard all of Texas as bumfuck Texas.
Well, that's because you've never been out of California. Have you been to Northern California?
My shameful secret that I wish not to admit to is that I was actually born in Northern California.
Okay, where? Were you born in, like, have you been Rica, to
the Mexican part?
Have you been to Inland Empire? The Inland Empire is like most of Texas. Empire. It's just slightly more populated.
I used to live in the Inland Empire. It sucks.
Okay, that's most of Texas.
I see. Yeah. So therefore, by that logic, Texas sucks.
Oh, it's whatever. Okay, yes. He's got part of San Antonio, the very edge of Austin, and then a whole lot of nothing. I'm looking at his map right now.
Yeah, he's got anything that's not next to a border or directly on a river is just dirt.
Well, no, he's got New Braunfels, which is but it's still.
He's got the Schlüterbahn.
Wow, you actually know. Oh, I guess you're. That's. I was like, how do you know about that?
I know about New Braunfels.
Yeah, well, then there's Kerrville, but he's. Okay, pretty much what's out there is big game ranches and farms, or regular ranches, rather. So that's what's out there. You have big game ranches, exotic game ranches, and farms. So, yeah, he has, like, probably 50 constituents. Anyway, guy's a douche. Don't reelect him if you're in his district for some reason. Apparently Jim Beam in the chat just realized that GoDaddy was backing SOPA.
Yeah, GoDaddy was backing SOPA right until
everybody tried to switch.
Yeah, when everybody said, "Oh, you're backing SOPA? Here, let me move my shit to a different host." And the fucked up thing, actually the hilarious thing about it, is that all of GoDaddy's competitors were putting up coupons for people that were swishing. Some of them were like, coupon code GoDaddy sucks.
Or SOPA sucks.
Yeah, or SOPA sucks. Yeah. But the best ones were the ones that were blatantly calling out GoDaddy for being fucking stupid.
Yeah.
And then the very next day they're like, "Oh God, we're so sorry." And people were like, "Yeah, whatever, dude." And they still kept going. They ended up losing millions of fucking websites over that shit.
The biggest thing was it Wikipedia, and there was a bunch of game sites. Because, I mean, GoDaddy, there was really nothing wrong with GoDaddy. They were big, they knew what they were doing, they were efficient. So you usually went with them because they were the easiest route to go. If they weren't the cheapest, they had the best resources.
I wouldn't say they were the easiest, because signing up, like registering a URL with GoDaddy is kind of a pain in the ass and kind of navigating a minefield of ads and upsells. But yeah, they were the big name. And so you kind of went to them.
Okay,
so GoDaddy had boobs on their ads. So,
well, yeah.
They had Danica Patrick.
Yeah.
She still can't drive, bro. I'm sorry. Like, she can drive all right. but she deserves none of the recognition she's gotten. There are drivers way better than her in both sports she competes in.
But none of them have boobs.
Yeah, okay, like the rookie that came out last year and won the first race of the season in NASCAR. That was amazing. I don't think Danica Patrick has finished in the top five.
No, I'm agreeing with you.
I think she hit top three last year. She's a woman. Or top 10 last year.
That's really it.
Yeah. But anyway.
In that whole GoDaddy Switch thing, I was actually kind of disappointed because I just moved registrars like a month prior. I was like, oh, fuck. I could have stuck it to the man, but no. Oh, well.
So you were a hipster?
What was that question we had for Underboob?
Shit.
Because that was like 5 minutes ago. I don't even remember what it was.
Oh, is she here?
No.
So what the hell? Anyway, okay. Okay, following up with the backlash on the SOPA blackout, or not backlash, but internet things, the next day, the FBI says, well, you know what, we are going to take down Mega Upload, which a lot of people use it for less than legal purposes. I mean, I've never actually used it for anything that I wanted, that anything legal, I guess.
I will use Mega Upload once for something legitimate. It was for an iPhone theme that I made. I uploaded it to Mega Upload.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, it had a good free service.
Everything else was piracy, though. I will admit.
And there was, but, okay, so the FBI goes in, takes down Mega Upload. They get their, you know, cohorts and cronies across the vast galactic empire to shut them down. I don't remember the list of all the cities that they went through, countries that they went. I know it was in New Zealand.
Hong Kong.
Hong Kong just closed on them recently. I just saw that. Just closed, froze their bank accounts. But anyway, so they get shut down, which sucks for a ton of people because apparently people use this for legitimate purposes. Like they had never heard of Dropbox.
Yeah, a lot of people used it for legitimate purposes.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing. A lot of on Reddit, a lot of the rage comics, ironically, are like, oh yeah, my computer died, but thank God I backed up my thesis on Mega Upload. Oh, wait.
I'm going to call bullshit on most of those, to be honest.
Well, of course.
Sure, people did use it legitimately, but not most of them.
Well, first of all, Ben, get closer to the mic. Second of all,
I'm practically deep throating my fucking mic right now.
Well, then deep throat it. No, practically.
Just do it.
Yeah. Apparently, what's the guy's name? .com? Kim or Kim.com? Yeah,
Kim.com.
Who looks like Fat Bastard.
And I haven't seen a picture of him.
It's on the article link in the.
Okay.
Which I will drop in our chat for our chatters that showed up to chat. Chitty chat chat.
He does look like Fat Bastard.
Which I did get that comparison from Reddit. I'm not going to lie. I spend way too much time on that stupid site. All right.
If it's stupid but it works, it's not stupid.
Good point. So among this, apparently Mega Upload has dropped their lawsuit against Universal Music, because they obviously have better things to do right now than deal with the lawsuit. They're trying to stay alive, or at least keep their
asses from 20
vehicles with custom license plates such as Hacker, Stone, Guilty, Mafia, God, Police, and Kimcom. Which I always thought was funny. They had to name the license plates on these vehicles. I don't know if any of you have seen the video of Kim.com's house in New Zealand.
It's epic.
It looks like they took a Malibu mansion and dropped it in a beautiful country. It's huge. It's ridiculous. This guy has a ton of money. And apparently he's been doing it all illegally. Farber, yeah, says he is 6'7 and weighs 330 pounds and has a giraffe.
Wow.
That's cool. So, the only difference between him and Michael Jackson is a heartbeat. Anyway, so responding to that shutdown, Anonymous decides to just get pissed off. They apparently took the FBI site down for a short time. And then more recently, they took CBS down, CBS.com down completely, and deleted the entire directory on the servers. It's since been put back up. And Universal Music was also taken down. Music.com.
I feel like we should be clear here, though. When we say websites were taken down, with the exception of the CBS one, apparently.
Yeah, okay.
It was actually hacked. The rest of them are just DDoS.
Well, that's what...
Any script kiddie can do that if you have big enough numbers. So it's not really a feat.
The yeah, CBS but one, they're still pissing people off in
no,
the
I
name.
Understand.
Yeah,
I understand. But
that's why I made the distinction with CBS, Ben.
Yes, but what I'm saying is...
That's why I'm hosting the show, Ben.
Shut the fuck up, let me talk.
Okay, Chris. I'll be gone for like 5 minutes.
All right. Well, I don't have that much to say.
Well, you better start. You better start thinking.
When people talk about it...
Don't worry, nobody's going to interrupt you this
the
time.
The common man, it, you know, they say... I'm going to talk, fucking... You asshole. They say, you know, such and such website was hacked by Anonymous. Most of the time, they're not hacked. They were just DDoSed. And their server were just overwhelmed, and so nobody can get to it. In this case, CBS.com, apparently, from what I understand, actually was hacked and taken down. Everything else, they just overloaded it. So, I don't know. I feel like we should point that out.
Right, but you also have to remember that these are the same people that call copyright infringement stealing, when it's not really the same thing. We're getting into semantics here. Yes, they're not technically hacking anything, but Americans at large don't give two shits about the technical definition of hacking. All they know is they tried to go to CBS.com and couldn't see their website. Or they couldn't see their TV show.
And what a shame, because that new Rob Schneider sitcom looked so fantastic.
But Big Bang Theory.
I don't like that show.
I will stab you.
I don't like you.
That's fine.
It's a great show.
I don't care for it. It's
I mean,
okay,
I don't like the laugh track that they have on there. Same with How I Met Your Mother. There's that one fucking annoying guy with the laugh. But
that's
the show itself is funny.
Because there's only one that exists.
But there's... The show itself is funny. The laugh track, yes, I will admit the laugh track is annoying. But I find the show amusing. So, fuck you. Big Bang Theory's good.
I'm just saying, I don't really care for it, but... Alright.
Well, that's fair. That's fair, because I really never liked Seinfeld. And I'm not just trying to start shit. I really never liked Seinfeld.
I didn't either. I didn't like Seinfeld or Friends, to be honest. So.
Well, Friends suck ass.
Oh, wow. Ray, I haven't heard that in like 4 episodes.
It has been a while, hasn't it?
Thank God you're alive. I thought you'd been taken hostage and they'd mind-wiped you and teabagged you and everything else that they do.
Well, it happens. Can't really...
What did I miss?
Nothing all right. At all.
So we discussed everything.
We were making jokes about the laughable size of your penis.
Okay. Well, moving on. I guess that's everything in the regular news, unless anyone else has something to say about the whole SOPA and everything. One thing I do want to say before I ask you guys to talk is that keep an eye out on the news. Everyone will tell you this is not going away. The current state of our legislative branch is that they will just say, okay, it didn't work this time. We'll just rename it and call it something else, and hopefully we'll sneak it by before somebody takes notice next time.
I meant to say it earlier, but there's a comic in the New Yorker, a political cartoon, and it basically had had senators going to like a gift wrapping counter that was run by the MPAA.
I did see that.
And they're gonna wrap their bill up, and it was either
that was actually a really good one.
Or like
anti-terrorism.
Help them. And
it was anti-terrorism and for the kids.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Terrorism and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Throw that shit in there. Goes through because no one wants to be like, oh, the children, fuck them.
Yep, and that's the two things that nobody wants to be misunderstood as supporting. Nobody wants to have anybody be able to say, oh, well, you support terrorism because you said that this bill was bad, or you must like child pornography because you didn't want this bill to pass, even though 90% of the bill is just stripping away freedoms that we've had for a long time, and a very, very small portion of it has anything to do with the child pornography.
Yeah. Vito, where is your rant? I didn't hear a good long rant like I was expecting.
Oh, yeah, there's a reason for that. It's because every time somebody fucking starts talking, you decide to interject with a retarded sentence.
So go ahead.
Why? It's too fucking late now. Just go.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's never too late for a Vito rant.
You could rant about how much of an asshole Chris is.
Oh, that's preaching to the choir, bro.
That'd be like beating a dead horse, though. There's no point there.
Yeah, that's the reason Stephen quit showing up, is because I was such a dick to him. Well, no.
Oh.
I just... Anywho. So you're not going to rant?
No, I'm not going to rant.
So you're happy with SOPA then? You're happy with everything that's happened?
I hope you die in a chemical fire.
See, I just pulled what I like to call a politic. I'm not going to explain that because it didn't really make sense when I said it in the first place, even in my head. Let's move on to WTF News and our obligatory pause for WTF News music.
That isn't at all what our WTF song sounds like.
Actually, no, that was the music that used to go over the disclaimer at the beginning of the podcast.
Oh, yeah, I remember that disclaimer.
Yeah. What was it from before that? I don't remember. It was, the Offspring. One of the Offspring albums. It was the intermission. That's where I know it from. Anyway.
Okay.
Now that we're done with the music.
By now the music's been over for a while.
Well, how about you loop it twice then, Benny Poo? Apparently I can't type for shit.
Quick, everybody act surprised.
Good job rallying the troops behind you, Vito. Apparently a woman has refused to leave her toilet bowl for 2.5 years. She sat down on the toilet bowl in her master bedroom bathroom. They could have said master bathroom. And on March 25th, 2009, and for the next 902 days, in her small white-tiled room, she became Madame Leong Mi-Yon's, whatever, throne, whatever. Apparently this woman didn't get up from the toilet. She ate her meals and slept.
She's gotta have some nasty hemorrhoids, man.
Yeah, and her husband apparently fed her throughout this. She felt a strong force holding her down every time she tried to get up. It was probably her ass molded to the seat. She said she also imagined stones being hurled and water sprayed at her by people she could not see, preventing her from leaving the bathroom. She was apparently...
What?
Yeah.
See, usually the only thing keeping me on the toilet for extended periods of time is Angry Birds. So I don't know what her...
Unless, yeah, exactly. And there's not a plug within reach of my charger's cord around my toilet. Thank God. Because otherwise...
I actually do have one.
You'd be this lady.
Yeah. I do have one within
reach. I would be asking my wife to bring the computer into the bathroom so I could podcast. And my feet would be absent. Seriously, she must have gangrene of the feet because my feet fall asleep after, like, I don't know, 5 or 6 rounds of Angry Birds.
I had to take a stool into the bathroom for her. Then I would slowly help her shift from the toilet bowl to the stool, and she would bathe herself with the shower head.
How about you just go in when she's sleeping and drag her out into the living room?
Yeah, and... the thing is, like, for 2 years, this lady slept. Her shit.
Aside from her husband...
On the toilet anyways, that's...
Aside from her husband, she didn't see anybody else, including her only child, who was 27 at the time. So there is that. I don't know if that helps.
I imagine this huge beast of a woman sitting on the toilet saying things like, bring me the Wookiee.
Jabba the
but
Hutt.
She's Asian. She can't be that big.
I don't know, dude. She's past 60.
We all know how the it works.
Are we talking about Asian menopause again?
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone's seen that comic. It's a good one, though.
I've been saying she's past 60, so she could very easily have ballooned up, especially living in the exact same place for 2.5 years.
With no exercise at all.
Yeah. Zero. The most exercise she got was shifting her weight slightly to the right so that she could take a shower.
That was with assistance.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
I'd like to see Bob Harper come in. I don't know if any of you watch Biggest Loser. See, Bob Harper cracks me up because he's so self-entitled that he can help you. He goes in and yells at people. I'd love to see him try to get someone off the toilet that's been there for 2.5 years.
Imagine the smell, too. Oh, Lord.
No, I will not, Ben.
I assume she's courtesy flushed, okay?
She showered, and yeah, a courtesy flush. 2.5 years, there's got to be at least, a flush.
This story, though, reminds me of years ago, I remember reading the story of this woman who didn't get up from her recliner or something like that for years, and she eventually died in it, and her skin was starting to grow into the upholstery.
Yeah.
And they had to like surgically remove it from her, like, so they could do the autopsy or whatever.
At that point, that woman weighed like 600 pounds or something like that.
Yeah, they need to like knock down the walls to get her out because she wouldn't fit through the door.
At that point, nuts. And she lives in a trailer, because this always happens in a trailer, especially if it's not like an Asian name. So you're like, all right, they live in a trailer. That means someone around there has a big enough truck they can just rope her and yank her out. No need to cut down the wall, just tear a hole big enough when she goes through. All right, moving on from toilet time. South Carolina's Attorney General detects a little bit of voters' fraud during the primaries. Voter. It's one of these things where you have to be a complete, you have to be highly trained to pick things up like this. Analysis of the votes cast in the South Carolina primaries revealed that 903 people previously thought dead had voted.
Simpsons did it.
People have been doing this for a long time.
Every year there comes out a case where a bunch of dead people voted.
Yeah, and it surprises no one ever.
I'm surprised that they keep fucking doing it.
Yeah, because
maybe we'll get away with it this time.
Because detection techniques haven't gotten more sophisticated in the last 4 years. They've gotten worse, though. Even though it didn't work the last time, or the time before that, we'll definitely slip it by them this time.
Yeah.
And it's South Carolina. It had to be a fucking southern state, didn't it?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. All the early primaries are done in backwoods states, aren't they? I mean, what's the first one? Idaho or Iowa?
Iowa.
Yeah, okay. We have corn. Good, you vote first. I mean, whatever.
And the next one is New Hampshire.
So next time you die, don't vote. You're going to piss someone off. That's the moral of that WTF news story. We have to have a moral with all of these. The first one is shit or get off the pot.
Well, actually, I'm pretty sure she is shit. It's just she failed to get off the pot afterwards.
Well, but there were times when she wasn't, because I assume during 2.5 years she paused pooping at least once.
She couldn't have a continuous flow.
Yeah, she wouldn't have survived that long.
Like, she just walked in the bathroom like it was any day and then decided, this is where I die.
Didn't we move away from this part?
Yeah, but we keep getting drawn back, much like her, to the toilet seat.
That's
well played. Well played. In a completely unrelated topic, apparently a pastor in Flint Township, Michigan,
Michigan.
Yeah, like we haven't heard enough of that from Michael Moore. Someone else who probably spent too much time on the toilet. he's doing everything he can to reach out to people who don't feel comfortable at church. So he's decided to open up a tattoo parlor in his church. Which is cool. I mean, if you're someone who's forward thinking, that's always nice to see. It's
so you
better
can get
than
your Virgin Mary tattoo. right inside the trap.
Well, I assume they have a limit on what they won't do.
Well, why not a Virgin Mary? That you're showing your faith.
No, I didn't say anything against that. I'm saying that, you know, they'll probably do many of religious tattoos.
They won't do naked ladies.
Yeah, or cursing or anything like that. But
or dicks.
But
there goes all three of my ideas.
And I don't really understand it.
Apparently, the artists he hired work from appointment or by appointment, like most artists, or from noon till 8 p.m. most days of the week. And I guess everything else seems fairly normal. The guy thought it out. Clean environment, so everything else.
Well, I mean, I guess really all he's doing is renting out space in a building. It just seems weird because it's a church and it's a tattoo parlor, which doesn't seem to go together.
I mean, whatever. He's not just. I think there's a slight connection between the two. It says we're about doing church in a different way and being relevant to people is what he said. You can get a tattoo in a clean environment. You can do it while sticking to your moral code, which doesn't make sense because if you're going to get a tattoo, it's not like you have to do crack to get a tattoo. You don't have to break your moral code to get a tattoo.
Oh, you mean I didn't have to? Fuck. I was about to waste the time and money.
Well, I didn't get my tattoos in California, so. Or Tijuana, rather.
Yeah,
that's where you're from, right?
Yes. The slums of Tijuana.
Well, that's very redundant.
Whatever. Anyways, I'm curious. Is there anything in the Bible against tattoos? Yes.
Yeah, there is. There's a couple different things, I believe.
It's considered defiling the temple.
As is cutting your hair and shaving. It just depends where you look.
So, they're cherry picking.
All right,
things out of the Bible again.
Who cares?
You can't. Anyone who follows it strictly is probably not going to have any friends or know anybody. It's very strange. So. Anyway, guy's running a tattoo parlor, and we've gone on to something much more dark and severe than a woman sitting on the toilet for too long. So it's time to move on to a puppet show. I think Ray had the most fun with this.
You really have to watch the video.
The video, which I will now post in the live stream chat, and it will be on the show notes if Ben decides to post them when you get this in your streams. Basically, this Cleveland TV station decided to cover a high-profile trial with puppets. It looks like something off Comedy Central. I haven't actually watched it, but it looks about stupid and a half.
So I just tried to
what
watch
was
it
say the TV
sell me a Chevy.
Say TV cameras were banned in the studio or in the courtroom.
In the courtroom.
Yeah. So apparently they decided to act it out with puppets and said this.
It's absolutely fantastic.
The television station has puppets acting out this sometimes steamy testimony about hookers, gambling, and STDs. In one scene, a furry hand stuffs cash down the shirt of a puppet prostitute. And apparently awesome. The anchor woman, who hadn't seen this before they aired it, decided to start laughing in the middle of this, which...
if you can't not laugh.
Yeah.
You know what I want to see? I want to see that Taiwanese news place where they do all those CG recreations of news stories.
Oh, man.
This story about the puppets.
That's awesome. That's too meta. Meta. There's now a Y and an A, an extra A in that word. At the end of the night, Chris is getting drunk and mispronouncing everything. So, anyway, check out the video because it will make you laugh.
It's great.
It is. Great, it's funny. They should have had Waldorf and... Statler. Yeah, I can remember his name. Yeah. Should have had them cut in at the end.
The court reporter of this little skit is a squirrel. We should point out.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Crap, we're out of humans.
We got a squirrel. Put him in a suit. Give him a microphone. He'll pass.
Yeah. Who gives a crap? We're doing puppets anyway on that or on TV. It's not like we have any credibility left. Says the guy who gets drunk during his podcast every week.
But this is more interesting than those little pencil drawings.
It really is. The charcoal and everything.
Yeah. I would have never paid attention to this had it not been for the puppets.
Yeah, I don't really care about that. Was it forgery or something like that?
Bribery.
Bribery, that's what it was, yeah.
Should have been a lobbyist.
A puppet lobbyist?
Yeah, it would have been okay then.
Yeah, you can't even hate me. I'm a cute puppet. Then you get Jeff Dunham in the act and it all goes to hell.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
All right, we got Ray Angry again. So, moving on. A woman in Burbank, California, apparently couldn't pay for her McNuggets, so she offered, I take that back. I'm really confused as to how this is going to work. Anyway, someone offered sex for McNuggets. Apparently the woman was, she was waiting around the drive-thru and would open the car doors of people in line at the McDonald's drive-thru. Yeah, I can't believe this isn't in Arkansas, and offer people sex in exchange for them buying her. Yeah, well, somebody find us Florida news stat.
How many notes are we talking about here? 10 piece, 20 piece?
Yeah, is this the 50 piece? Cause...
I don't know. Apparently this person writes, whoever wrote this writes articles like Giz. There's only a total of 4 sentences, and that's in 4 paragraphs.
That's the standard news. Every sentence is a paragraph.
31-year-old Khadijah Basir. Why do I know how to pronounce that?
Did you date her?
No.
Are you sure?
No, but she did come up to him in a McDonald's drive-thru.
Oh, it wasn't the date. It was, apparently she was arrested for prostitution, cited, and released. Anyway.
Maybe she just really loves nuggets.
Well, she's apparently a frequent panhandler in the area. That's a term that I haven't heard in a while. Panhandler. Good one.
You don't see panhandlers down there or no?
I don't hear the term. But it's bum. Bums.
It's a bum.
Oh, wait. Tom something has once again come up with something very important in the chat. He says apparently they have new dipping sauces, so it's hard to blame her for trying to get a hold of it. Although, I'm sure if you buy her the nuggets, you can choose a different sauce. Whatever. That was working out better than I just
could. Yeah, leave it, Tom. All right.
Yeah, Tom, make puns for me to make people laugh with.
I just figured out why I knew how to pronounce that. You guys remember that show back in the mid-90s, Living Single?
Yes,
kind of sad that I remember that. But yeah, that was Queen Latifah's character, was Khadijah.
Oh.
There you go.
So you're saying that Queen Latifah is out here trying to get sex for chicken nuggets?
Yeah, I guess that CoverGirl money didn't last very long.
I can't believe you remember that show.
Neither can I. With my memory, I'm surprised.
Not only you remembered the show, but remembered her character's name.
Then how to pronounce it? Like you ever saw it written down?
What I had to do was there was an extensive Google search that went into this. That's why it took me so long to figure it out.
You know what? Never mind the podcast I'm recording right now. Let me go Google something obscure.
Hey, no, I didn't notice he was gone.
It's totally worth it. Every day you gotta learn something new.
Yeah. Even if it's about why you remember some nugget whore's name.
I knew I had heard the name before, but I didn't remember where from.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and say cool story, bro. I just found a picture on our favorite Florida news website. I'm going to post the link in the chat now. Probably not going to put it in the show notes because you guys suck. You should come to the live show.
Did you intentionally go looking for Florida news?
Yeah. Okay, seriously. Yeah, Marion would be very upset if she was shown in a positive light at any point. Anyway, if you click the link, you'll see the definition of crazy eyes. And that's about it. That's all I wanted to do was...
Well, I saw that we had a little bit of extra time left, so I added another story that's pretty fucking hilarious.
All right, I'm going to open the story before I read the title of this. So just a little bit of suspense for those of you who are actually listening.
Keep looking at crazy eyes there.
Yeah, keep looking at crazy eyes. Just don't blink, she'll move. Shut up, Ben, don't start anything. Pair busted for flaming tampon attack. Apparently armed with flaming tampons, two young Pennsylvanians attempted to blow up a vehicle after severely vandalizing it. They look like meth heads. But they were arrested on...
Definitely some meth faces.
Yeah, especially her face. Got the scabs. What looks like scabs. Or poor hygiene, one of the two. They were arrested on attempted arson, public drunkenness, and criminal mischief. Nothing is said else about why they decided tampons. I haven't read the whole thing yet. Anyway,
maybe they just had them on hand.
Oh. Yeah. They damaged a 2006 Ford Fusion, cracking the windows and the...
What?
Keep going.
All right. Yeah. Say a probable cause affidavit notes that the investigators discovered that the gas cap was removed and the tampons were used to possibly ignite the gas tank. So I had this mental image of them. Yeah, like a Molotov cocktail.
Tying them together like little hot nunchucks.
Woo! Yeah. And like chucking them.
Would you call it the monthly blood cocktail? I don't know. What would you call a flaming tampon attack? There's got to be a good name for this. Tom, you're good with puns. I'm looking at you. So far, he said what?
Well, he did say, unfortunately, the man didn't have wings.
Oh.
That one's not as good as the dipping sauce one.
Yeah, that was pretty good. That was pretty good. Apparently. Let's see. Tampons were used in the engine compartment where the oil fill cap is located, which is stupid. Don't know how a car works.
Well, look, they're trying to light a car on fire with tampons here.
I could probably light a car on fire with tampons.
From Rocket Red City Rednecks, or the fuck that show was called.
Yeah, well, Rocket City Rednecks.
Okay.
They're already under the hood. Why didn't they go for the fuel lines?
Have you seen under the hood of a Ford Fusion or any car made in the past four years? It's all plastic. All
clamped this shit under there.
You've got plastic and one hole for oil. That's all you've got. So they're like, let's put a tampon in there. Logic, right?
That looks like a fuse. Just light that. It'll go up.
Yeah. We're pirates. It's a cannon. right. So,
I like at the end of the article, they were reached for comment through Facebook messages.
Yeah.
Wow.
Obviously, they haven't lawyered up yet. They haven't lawyered up yet at this point if they're talking about it. Because I said I was looking for some revenge.
Do we have any more information on this couple? They're on Facebook right now. You want me to ask them?
Yeah.
Let's see if they respond to my friend request.
Yeah. The second stock photo is of the different sizes of tampons, which is really classy. I'm really curious because they don't say what size tampon was used.
Was it a heavy flow day? Ah, yeah. Damn it, Ray. You beat me to it.
Yeah. Anyway, so there you go. I think Tom just came up with Tom, something involving the rag used in the Molotov cocktail. That would be the best way to do it, but I can't think of how to, you know, actually enact that pun. I'm still giving you credit.
Making you work for it.
Yeah.
You're not willing to work.
I guess that's pretty much it. Good note to end on. Flaming tampon attack.
Yeah, I think that's all we've got.
Yeah, that's it. Just looking through my various tabs I have open, making sure I didn't miss anything. Guess in closing, that was it. Thank you for joining us tonight. Don't forget, every week you can join us live. We had another good turnout tonight. No Tom, not a Bloody Mary, not the right cocktail. Again, you can catch us on thenoisecast.com/live. If that doesn't work, we'll send you the link out via our various social media campaigns that we are currently waging.
Carrier Pigeon.
Carrier Pigeon is the last one. So it means you won't get it until the week afterwards. You can check us out.
But it's basically the same as you, MySpace.
Which Ray is still in charge of making us a MySpace page.
Sorry, I'm really swamped right now.
He can't find the appropriate.
No, you really have swamp ass right now. There's a big difference.
Flashing glitter, okay? It's really, there's a lot of shit to wade through.
Well, you know what? I'll make one. And I'll use your duck lips picture on there.
Well, it'll be the main picture.
All right. Anyway, you can catch us online at thenoisecast.com. We're not too heavy on the shoving out tons of content, but we like to put a little more time into our writing. Not so much our editing, which you'll notice. You can also catch us on thenoisecast.com/castout. It's a forum we have where we like to rant, rave, yell, cast off. What did I say? Cast out? Sorry. It's cast off.
There's a big link at the top of the page.
Yeah, it says our awesome forums on thenoisecast.com. You can also catch us on Twitter, twitter.com/noisecast, as well as facebook.com/noisecast. Be sure to like us. We're coming up on 200 likes. There may or may not be a prize involved for the 200th like. So if you haven't already liked us, there's no harm in trying, unless you're trying for that number 200. And you're all 10 of you are just going to sit there and stare at it until someone makes a move first. It's like eBay bidding, I guess. So that's all of the announcements and self-promotion I feel like doing tonight. With us, we had Ray.
Yep, I was here. It was fun.
We had Vito.
Yay!
Who didn't rant because he loved SOPA. He couldn't rant against it. And we had Ben.
Adios.
Who likes penis. According to Yeah, no going and unliking crap. You're just going to mess with our numbers. And we'll just not give you the prize. Which is used toilet paper anyway, so don't worry about it. We'll see you next week. If you choose to join us, make sure you do it live. It's a whole lot more fun. We pick on you in real time. It's the coolest thing ever. So, we'll see you next week. Thanks for joining us.